Now, a search for a lost dog. This is not a story about putting flyers on telephone poles or wandering the streets calling for Fido. Craig LaMolt of member station WSHU has the story of a far more sophisticated and expensive search.
Karen Tarquin walks Brody the dog to a path in Cranberry Park in Norwalk, Connecticut. She holds out a dog collar for him to sniff.
Find it.
And Brody takes off. He's a tracker dog, and Tarquin is a private investigator who focuses on finding missing animals. She's a pet detective. They're looking through the woods of suburban Connecticut for a corgi named Andy.
This is a missing family member, and it's as serious to them as, you know, as if it was a missing person.
Andy's been missing since New Year's Eve. Jordina and Mike Gajiri, who live in Massachusetts, were visiting friends in Connecticut. They were outside by a bonfire, and as usual, they had their corgi dogs with them. They're those cute little dogs you see with the legs that just seem to be disproportionately short. Jordina admits their corgis are kind of like their kids. When a neighbor shot off some fireworks, Andy took off.
I just kept thinking, oh, he's just, you know, he'll be right back, and he's just around the corner.
But Andy didn't come back, and nearly 4 months later, they're still searching for him. Both she and Mike describe the little guy as having a look that's weirdly wise, like he knows all the answers, but he's just not going to tell you.
I'm sure when I get Andy, he's going to be like, well, it's about time. Thanks a lot for coming to get me. Like, I've been out there for quite some time.
After so many months, you might think a coyote or a car might have gotten the best of Andy, but there have been more than 20 sightings of him.
It was so quick. You know, it was like a flash.
This Westport homeowner called the number she saw on a poster to say she'd seen something run by her house that could have been Andy. Suzanne Fisher-Karoglian is one of a team of volunteers working on the case. For nearly 4 months now, she says she spent about 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, volunteering to look for Andy. And like a lot of the volunteers, she didn't even know the Gajiris before Andy disappeared.
And I still to this day sometimes say, why am I so drawn to it?
Most of the Team Andy volunteers say it's just become kind of a mission. They put up thousands of posters. They map out the sightings. They set up traps, one of which actually caught a different missing dog. And they put up digital video cameras. One of those cameras at an Andy trap filmed a raccoon and a skunk fighting over a rotisserie chicken hanging from a string, like it was a game of tetherball. And thousands of homes got this message.
This is a pet amber alert for a white and tan colored Welsh corgi dog in your area.
So far, Jordina says the search has cost them at least $10,000. More than 4,000 people are fans of a Facebook page devoted to bringing Andy home. They make donations and even held an online art auction to raise money. And that's helped pay to bring in the pet detective and her tracker dogs. The team chases the tracker dogs through the woods all afternoon, but no Andy. Mike Gajiri says, yes, people do think he's crazy to do all this.
All the time, like, what? You know, you're still looking, or, you know, and I'm like, yeah, what am I supposed to do, stop? I mean, I can't stop.
And for now, they're not stopping. Because for all the months spent looking, for all the thousands of dollars raised and spent, they believe somewhere out there, there's still a corgi wandering around the woods of Connecticut, wishing he was home. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt.